Good morning. KSL News Time is 8 o'clock. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. KSL's top story this hour.
This morning, investigators have released evidence in the child abuse case of YouTube star Ruby Frankie and her business partner, Jody Hildebrandt.
This includes things like new body cam footage, photos, calls, and journal entries. KSL News Radio's Adam Small has been combing through it all and joins us live. Adam?
Amanda, in this mountain of evidence, I found a phone call between Hildebrandt and a woman she said she's known for years. In this call, you can hear her justify the abuse of Frankie's two kids.
So now it's abusive to make a kid sleep on the floor. That's abusive. Or it's abusive to, that's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. You can't even raise your kids anymore.
That was not even 2 months after Frankie's 12-year-old son went to Hildebrandt's neighbor in Ivins for food and water with duct tape around his wrists and ankles. I've also seen body camera footage of police finding his 10-year-old sister, who was hesitant to talk with them after they found her sitting on the hard floor of a bathroom closet while malnourished. Both women are now in prison after pleading guilty to aggravated child abuse. Live, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
One of those videos we received shows Frankie being silent after being told she was under arrest.
So I just spoke with Jody, but you both are under arrest right now for child abuse, and you'll have two counts of that, one for Eve and one for Russell.
Our team is still filing through the mounds of evidence due to the sensitive nature of this case. We're working really hard to be thoughtful and careful in our reporting.
Governor Spencer Cox ended the 2024 legislative session with a handful of vetoes, and he asked the legislature to slow down how many bills it passes. KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston is live with more. Peter?
Amanda, Governor Spencer Cox denied 7 bills from becoming law yesterday, but he implies that he would have vetoed more if he could.
It's really easy to just say, hey, just, flippantly veto bills. Just get rid of a bunch of them. And the minute I do that, nothing I would like to get passed gets passed.
Now, the top reason for most of his vetoes, according to him, was that the bills were redundant and didn't need to be bills at all. According to BYU political science professor Adam Brown, the State House and Senate each spend an average of just 2 to 4 minutes on discussion before they pass a bill. Reporting live, Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
There are 14 affordable housing projects about to get some big money for development.
Money for those projects, $17.7 million, comes from the Redevelopment Agency of Salt Lake City and was approved by the Salt Lake City Council this week, according to KSL.com. Redevelopment Agency officials say all the projects will have at least 10% of the total units set aside for rent restricted to 40% of the area median income. A minimum of 10% will have 3 or 4 bedrooms for families earning 60% of area median income. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national story. This hour, here we go again. The government could go into a shutdown if they don't pass a spending package by tonight. ABC's Andy Field has details on the bills up for a vote.
Republicans say they got items they wanted. More money for defense, border guards, and migrant detention beds. Democrats claiming victory with a $1 billion boost to child care and Head Start. Millions more for cancer, Alzheimer's, and dementia research. House Republican majority will likely need Democrats to get it passed, with some in the GOP angry they didn't have time to review the bills or cut more spending.
Some Senate Republicans are threatening to delay tonight's vote, which could lead to a short weekend shutdown.
New information on Boeing's growing list of safety mishaps.
Top airline executives are reportedly demanding a meeting with Boeing's board of directors.
We simply must be better. Our customers deserve better.
On a recent earnings call with investors, CEO David Calhoun addressed the safety concerns.
ABC's Rhiannon Alley says we're learning this morning about a Boeing plane that went off the runway in Texas last month after its brakes failed.
Some women taking Ozempic say they're experiencing a very dramatic side effect. KSL News Radio's Michael Komet is live with more. Michael?
Amanda, the side effect in question here is pregnancy. Turns out, weight loss drugs have the chance to increase fertility when taken, hence the reason their manufacturers advise ladies to stop taking at least 2 months before a planned pregnancy. Now, as for how this happens, reproductive and obesity medicine experts told USA Today that weight loss is correcting hormonal imbalances which lead to boosted fertility, and certain drugs could be reducing the efficiency of birth control pills. Reporting live, Michael Komet, KSL News Radio.
Time again for First Look Traffic. Here's Heather Kelly.
Well, we do have a crash on the 201 freeway. This is eastbound right near 5600 West exit, but it's over on the left shoulder. It's just adding to the delays that you'll have all the way over to the West Side Belt because the sun is now pointing in the driver's faces and it's just a little hard to see things. Other than that, you're going to have a fairly good drive across the Wasatch Front. You do have typical slowdown southbound 15 from Ogden to Roy and again heading into downtown Salt Lake. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Snow College is expanding its housing options in Richfield. The expansion will provide rooms for at least 60 more students. The campus started providing housing just last year. It filled up in record time, sparking the deal between the property owner to add even more.
Heads up, there is a freeway closure this weekend that's going to cause some delays headed westbound on I-215.
Starting at 9 o'clock tonight, crews will be shutting down all westbound lanes of I-215 and diverting people off at 280 East. UDOT spokesperson John Gleason says there will be detour signs to get people through the area.
It's not going to be a huge inconvenience, but you want to plan ahead for it, and you want to know that there's no surprises. And anything, if you're not planning for it and you're running late, can be an inconvenience. So you are going to have to plan an extra 5 to 7 minutes just to get through that area.
He says the plan is to have traffic back to normal in time for the morning commute on Monday. Don Brinkerhoff, KSL News Radio.
A woman and her kids are glad to be alive after narrowly avoiding a head-on collision with an out-of-control truck and trailer. Trooper Conline Squires tells KSL TV he didn't know how bad it was until he saw dash cam footage of the near miss.
I didn't realize that a vehicle had completely spun around or anything like that. There was no information as to that happening.
The driver of the truck did not stay around for UHP to show up.
Law enforcement putting in overtime for Click It or Ticket weekend through Sunday. KSL News Radio's Eric Cabrera has more.
All weekend, over 180 overtime shifts are scheduled across Utah to stop drivers and riders who aren't wearing their seatbelts. Cameron Roden with UHP says the state is getting better at it.
In Utah, we have seen a really good trend over the last little bit where we've seen seatbelt usage up over 92%, which is great, but still, far too many unbuckled motorists represent way too many fatalities.
Specifically, there were 64 unrestrained fatalities last year, with over half of them happening after 6 p.m. into the night. Eric Cabrera, KSL News Radio.
We have reduced speeds going by a crash on eastbound 201 just past the 5600 West exit. We'll check that and the rest of your commute just ahead.
Spend time with KSL News Radio and get a deeper understanding of the world around us.
I do listen to KSL so much because you've got voices like Boyd Matheson.
I listen to him every day.
You can trust him.
Inside Sources, weekdays 1 to 3
on KSL News Radio.
You wouldn't know it, but most financial advisors are put in a box. I'm Jeff Jr. from Trajan Wealth, and I want to provide you a little insight about financial advisors. Most financial advisors have to sell what their company requires them to sell, and many advisors have to only adhere to what's called a suitability standard. A suitability standard is a limited standard of care, not requiring what's sold to be best, just suitable. Advisors with this loose standard often have limited investment and product selection. Trajan Wealth is held to a fiduciary standard, which is the highest standard of care in the advisory business. And that's just one of the many reasons we have billions of dollars under our care and attract clients from other advisors. Raise your standards today and call Trajan Wealth. Call 801-899-7600. That's 801-899-7600.
Advisory services offered through Trajan Wealth, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
This portion of the news brought to you by Trajan Wealth.
Going to a Jazz game is more fun together. Host an unforgettable night at Delta Center with colleagues, friends, families, whoever. Group tickets are the best way to get everyone together to cheer on the Jazz. Pick from a variety of options for seating, dining, and game day experiences. Start planning your big night at the game by calling 801-355-DUNK, emailing groupsales@utahjazz.com, or simply visiting utahjazz.com/tickets.
Enroll in Farm Bureau Financial Services Driveology, and you'll instantly save 10% on your auto insurance premium. Over time, your safe driving habits could earn you even bigger savings, up to 50%. Learn more and start saving with Driveology at fbfs.com/save. 10% savings applied at enrollment for select coverages. Future savings based on individual driving behaviors and varies by coverages selected. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agricultural Insurance Company.
Looks like we have our first real slowdown on the roads out there this morning. So at 8:09, let's get a check of traffic and weather together. Brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents a gallon. Where is that, Heather?
We are looking at the 201 freeway eastbound right near the exit of 5600 West in West Valley City. You've got the left lane and left shoulder blocked and more emergency vehicles showing up all the time. Only one right lane getting through there at the moment, and so traffic is pretty much at a standstill and backing up quickly towards 7200 West. Other than that, you're going to have a nice drive in the Salt Lake Valley. No problems right now northbound or southbound I-15 between downtown Salt Lake and the Point of the Mountain. Jason.
Still slow traffic southbound I-15 from Ogden to Riverdale Road, although it's getting better now. Construction barrels are causing that delay, but it's nothing major. And once you get further south, all the slowdowns we had in the Rose Park area, those are all gone now as well. Legacy 89 West Side Belt at regular speeds. We remain with the on-ramp closed to northbound I-15 from Layton Parkway. Eric?
Well, we had an off-ramp crash reported at University Parkway, southbound to go on to University Parkway in Orem, but haven't seen any congestion or big delays as a result of that. And I-15 on the northbound side continues to look good from Santaquin to Point of the Mountain. That's a 30-minute drive. State Street, Redwood Road, just some intersection slowdowns as you proceed northbound. Don't miss the Bedrock Courts bonus cash event. Get 11% same as cash allowance or 12-month 0% financing on any purchase over $3,000, including countertops, sinks, and more. Visit bedrockcourts.com. Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
As a storm punches into the west coast today, we'll be in the warm sector, mostly cloudy skies, light winds out of the south, keeping temperatures elevated in the mid-60s. 49 overnight, partly cloudy. Tomorrow, 64, windy out of the south, then a cold front in the afternoon, bringing valley rain and mountain snow. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Sunny downtown, 43 degrees.
Some breaking news for you. A campaign by students at Payson High School to get actor Kevin Bacon back to the school to celebrate the 40th anniversary of the blockbuster hit Footloose.
Yeah.
Has paid off.
All right. Bacon was on the NBC Today show this morning and spoke to students via video chat during an early morning assembly. And, of course, there's a bunch of videos of the appearance posted now on social media.
It's really inspirational. So thank you. Thank you. And I'm going to come. I got it.
That is so great.
Oh, Payson High School will be torn down after this school year because they're going to replace it with a new building. But Bacon will be dancing in the halls once again this spring. The full story will air on KSL Channel 5 in the next hour.
We had our KSL in the community broadcast there, and there were hopes of it clear back then.
Yeah, for sure.
And it's nice to see that that ground.
He's swell, such a great guy.
That grassroots effort has paid off this morning. I love it.
I was thinking back the other day to what it was like as a homeowner before I found Superior Water and Air. It was just awful. You know, something would go wrong and I'd be like, who do I call about this? And I'd call someone and then they wouldn't be able to come out for like 5 days. And I'd think, what am I supposed to do for 5 days? And then they try and sell me stuff while they were there. Well, you know, we fixed this, but you could really use a, yeah. It was just not good. And then I found Superior Water and Air, and I just relax now knowing that my home is taken care of.
Well, and here's the other thing. It's uncomfortable sometimes to invite people, not just to your front door, but in the door and then downstairs and sometimes, you know, into the furnace room and all these things. People are uncomfortable with that. But once you establish that relationship and you know what to expect when they get there, and usually you're on a first-name basis or they are with you, it really does change that whole process, and you stress less about what could be happening in your house.
I mean, it's been more than 20 years that I've been using them for everything from water heaters to water softeners to any plumbing issue to furnace and air conditioner, and you name it.
Get your air conditioner checked out today. Call them at 801-974-9090 or go to superiorwaterandair.com.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Planning for spring at Lowe's means big savings on outdoor power equipment. And Lowe's knows nothing feels better than free. Buy one select Ego string trimmer, leaf blower, or mower kit. Get one select 56-volt battery free. That's up to a $299 value. Power through spring with Ego, the number one rated brand in cordless outdoor power. Because Lowe's knows home improvement. Valid through 4/3 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
In the history of the world, nobody has ever said, "Yay, we need a new roof." But when things aren't quite right up there, don't wait. Call IWC Roofing, the highest rated roofing contractor in Utah. IWC has been in business since 1997, and they offer the best value pricing in Utah, along with the best warranty in the business. They're one of the few Owens Corning Platinum certified roofers in the entire state. They have their own installers, no subcontractors crawling around on your roof. And at IWC Roofing, they'll send you pictures from up on the roof to show that you're getting exactly what you paid for. In most cases, they'll re-roof your home in one day. They'll clean up and pressure wash your driveway. IWC roofs more homes than any other company in Utah, so they can offer you a better price. And right now, an extra $1,500 off your new roof. Call IWC Roofing for a no-pressure quote, 801-232-5690. Call 801-232-5690 or go to IWCRoofingUtah.com.
KSL News Time, 8:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
Park City billionaire is suing his neighbors because he says their dogs are intimidating his family. The owners of those dogs are already suing to stop the billionaire from building an 11,000 square foot house. I'm KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston.
Second, we've still got the Utah State men's and the Utah women's basketball teams in the NCAA tournament. The Aggies play their first round game tonight.
Third, it's a look at the drive with traffic and weather together.
And our slowest delays right now are on the 201 freeway eastbound, coming away from 7200 West in Magna over to 5600 West, where a crash is blocking the left lane and shoulder. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Mostly cloudy and mild today with a cold front tomorrow. I'm Matt Johnson.
45 degrees at the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios.
And time for a look at our top national stories.
From ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. Russia and China this morning have vetoed a U.S.-sponsored UN resolution calling for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza to allow more humanitarian aid into the war-torn territory. This latest resolution was submitted by the United States, which is new, says ABC's Matt Gutman in Tel Aviv.
This is a significant change in the U.S. position. The U.S. has blocked three previous U.N. ceasefire resolutions, and it comes as the White House is increasingly critical of Israel's handling of the war, demanding it do more to prevent an emerging famine in Gaza. Of course, Israel's Prime Minister Netanyahu, President Biden have been openly sparring about Netanyahu's insistence on invading Rafah in the southern part of the Gaza Strip.
The House of Representatives begins voting shortly on the appropriations bill that will keep the government from shutting down this weekend. There is a rule that members must be given at least 72 hours to review such bills, but far-right Freedom Caucus Chairman Bob Good from Virginia says that didn't happen. Well, the next chance for your bracket to be ruined about 2 hours from now, when more teams tip off in the NCAA men's basketball tournament with a big Kentucky loss on Thursday. Only about 1,800 out of more than 22 million ESPN ballots are flawless. This is ABC News.
Well, we appreciate you listening this morning. One of the stories we had real early was the fact that some the evidence that was presented in the case against Ruby Frankie and her partner Jody Hildebrand has now been made public. Deb, I know this is going to be kind of difficult to sit
It's
through.
Rough. It's rough. We were just in a meeting here, our team was, the David Janovic show, looking at some of this body cam video from police that has now been released after the trial of Hildebrand and Frankie. Now, we know that YouTube star Ruby Frankie and mother, who used her children to become an internet sensation, will spend a significant number of years behind bars for the abuse, specifically of her two youngest children, 9 and 12 years old. But what we really haven't seen until today is this release of many clips of police body cam video, and they are jolting. And it really does give us an inside view of what child abuse does to children. Mm. Now, I want to play for you about a 10-second clip. We'll hear much more today on the show of the moment a police officer is in the bathroom of Hildebrand's home, trying to clear the bathroom, making sure nobody, no other adults are in there, and then turns and finds this little 9-year-old girl sitting, legs crossed, inside an empty walk-in closet.
You're in no way in any trouble. I'm not here to hurt you. I just want to make sure you're okay. And I get if you're scared. I would be too.
And she sits from, at least from our vantage point, it appears she sits in silence, just afraid to even say anything at all to him. And at this point, it seems like she's just can't even, she doesn't know who the good guys are, that they're there to rescue her. They give her a box of pizza, and in the body cam video, they kind of step back, and she spends a lot of time trying to figure out, it almost looks as though she doesn't know that it's safe to eat. Mm. And this is just a really sad look at what goes on with children when they are abused, when they're abused by anybody, but certainly abused by their parent that they're supposed to trust the most. It is absolutely heart-wrenching, and we're going to go in-depth today on this and why it is so important that we recognize as neighbors and as members of the community when child abuse is happening, which one neighbor did do. I mean, the little boy escaped, ran down to a neighbor, rang his doorbell, and asked that neighbor, please get me to the police department. And we hear that as well in this evidence that's been released today.
Okay. Dave and Dujanovic coming up this morning, 9 to 11 o'clock, because it's Movie Show Friday. This portion of Utah's Morning News brought to you by Revere Health.
8:19, traffic and weather together, brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. And back over to you, Heather.
Well, we do have some pretty big delays now on the 201 freeway eastbound. Traffic at a crawl between 7200 and 5600 west. This is all due to a multi-vehicle crash blocking the left lane and left shoulder near 5600 west. Only one right lane getting through there. You're going to have to allow an extra 10 to 15 minutes to get from Tooele County or out of Magna towards Salt Lake on the 201. Otherwise, you still have a pretty good drive in Tooele County. Northbound I-15 and the West Side Belt are traveling at speed. Jason.
You're still running a little slow southbound I-15 from Ogden to Riverdale Road, but it's not nearly as bad as it was about a half hour ago. That's construction in that area. But the rest of southbound I-15 is clear all the way down into Salt Lake City. Legacy 89 West Side Belt, they're at regular speeds, and no other real major problems. We do still have that on-ramp closure from Layton Parkway to northbound I-15. Eric?
Well, apparently that Kevin Bacon returning to Payson High news is pretty exciting because we had a couple of crashes pop up right away on I-15 around 800 south. But we don't see any delays going through that area northbound or southbound, so let's keep it that way. Northbound from Santaquin to Point of the Mountain, that's looking good in Utah County. And just a little bit of slowing now on 2100 north from 2300 west over to the freeway eastbound. Elevate your home and landscape with beautiful flowers for the landscape, patio, or front porch with bedding plants or container gardens from Olson's Greenhouse. Find a retailer near you at OGG.com. Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL 7-day forecast starts out mild with mostly cloudy skies today, high of 66. Tomorrow, 64, windy out of the south, cold front. In the afternoon and evening, bringing rain and mountain snow. Rain, snow, showers on Sunday, high of 50 degrees, 49. Mostly cloudy skies on Monday. Back at it with another storm on Tuesday, 46. A break with mostly cloudy skies Wednesday. We're still in the mid-50s with another storm expected by Thursday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Another beautiful sunny morning out there, 45 degrees this hour, and the 7-day forecast is brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful.
The markets took a turn south. They're down a little bit now. We'll check money news just ahead on KSL.
Revere Health is dedicated to making healthcare easier and more accessible by offering the latest technologies to improve the patient experience. We offer convenient telehealth appointments so you can receive care from the comfort of your own home. We also offer an online patient portal called Follow My Health that enables you to manage your healthcare online. When you download the Follow My Health app, you can exchange direct messages with your doctor, view lab and test results as soon as they are available, renew prescriptions, and review upcoming appointments. If you're ready to schedule your annual physical for 2024, we've made that easier too. Revere Health now offers the ability to schedule appointments online for primary care and select specialties. Visit our website at reverehealth.com to learn more or to schedule your next appointment online. Through these convenient solutions, Revere Health demonstrates its commitment to quality, patient-centric care every day. Revere Health, your partner in health, your partner for life.
Looking for a secure retirement plan without market risk? Look no further. Lyle Boss, president of Boss Financial, specializes in no market risk retirement strategies with guarantees of principal, guaranteed growth, and lifelong income. Join Lyle right here each Saturday and Sunday for his Safe Money radio show and call him now at 855-355-SAFE for your complimentary customized Safe Money information kit and Safe Money book. Nothing but upside here at 855-355-SAFE.
Monster winds can cause huge damage to your roof that you can't see.
Don't wait for a disaster.
Go to the Masters at MasterRoofingUtah.com
to schedule your free windstorm assessment today.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Every day, Cintas service reps help businesses get ready for the workday. They provide freshly laundered workwear delivered every week. Mats, mops, restroom and cleaning supplies. First aid and safety products to help your employees stay safe. They even test and inspect fire extinguishers and emergency lights. Cintas helps keep your business running smoothly. See what Cintas can do for you. Visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
Dave and Eugenovic.
We just got the behind-the-scenes video as convicted child abuser and former mommy vlogger Ruby Frankie's child escapes and knocks on a neighbor's door to ask for help. And the first responder's heartbreaking words to the child. We'll bring that to you today on Dave and Eugenovic.
Watching Utah's Money, brought to you by Trajan Wealth, your trusted local fiduciary advisors, TrajanWealth.com. The average monthly payment on a new apartment lease in the U.S. now sits at over $2,000, but that is 40% lower than the average home mortgage payment, which is just shy of $3,000 a month, according to the CBRE report.
KSL Drives, Tesla says it's going to cut back the number of cars it builds in China, citing slowing sales. Workers in China often work 6 or more days a week, but Tesla employees are now only working 5 days a week.
Airlines lost fewer bags in 2023 than the previous year. United and American were the exception. The Transportation Department says American mishandled 7.61 bags for every 1,000 bags checked.
I think the markets are exhausted after the run they've had this week. Going to take a pause today, it looks like, anyway. The Dow is off 123. That's about 0.3%. The S&P is down 7, and the NASDAQ off this hour by 27.
The biggest freeway delays seem to be eastbound 201 freeway in West Valley because of a crash at 5600 West. We'll check that just ahead on KSL.
Devotion to country, service to Utah. Brent Orrin Hatch had a front row seat, watching his father serve our state faithfully in the Senate. A constitutional conservative and lifelong Republican, Brent Orrin Hatch is a champion for the rule of law. He's running for Senate to stop this lawless president from destroying our country from within. Hatch will fight to secure the border once and for all and take on Mexican drug cartels to halt the flow of deadly fentanyl. Brent Orrin Hatch knows the national debt is just as big a threat to national security. Hatch won't rest until the budget's balanced and won't cave to the big spenders in both parties. Pro-life, deeply committed to religious liberty, rock-solid Utah conservative. Brent Orrin Hatch for Senate. Paid for by Conservative Outsider PAC, which is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. www.copac.us.
What are we going to do with these BYU seasons?
Sometimes in the game, you're fighting an uphill battle, and things start to disintegrate a little bit.
The first basketball and football showings in the Big 12.
You got to go back to 1955 to find BYU ending a season on this kind of losing streak.
This Saturday, get 3 hours of analysis of BYU hoops and talk about spring football. Cougar Sports Saturday. By Cougar fans, for Cougar fans. Tomorrow, noon to 3 on KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time 8:29. Traffic and weather together, brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents a gallon. Back to Heather Kelly.
We've got a multi-vehicle crash on the 201 freeway. This is eastbound right near 5600 West. And it sounds like UHP is going to do a slowdown right around 8000 West so that a lot of these vehicles that are now on the left side of the freeway can get moved over to the right or off the roadway completely. Right now, you do have delays from about 7200 West all the way over to where the crash is that currently is blocking the left lane and shoulder. Jason.
Just minor leftover delays now in that construction zone from Ogden to Riverdale. You're just going to run a little less than 70 miles an hour through that stretch, obviously, because it is a construction zone after all. Beyond that, though, you're cleared the rest of the way into Salt Lake City. I still have the on-ramp closure northbound I-15 from Layton Parkway. You can't go that way, so Hillfield Road or 2nd North in Kaysville, your best alternate routes. Eric?
Getting on to I-15 from 800 South in Payson to go southbound 15. You got a crash on the on-ramp, but traffic is minimal there. We've got a couple cars pulled over to the right side and not really causing any kind of delays. I-15 in Utah County is looking clean from Payson to Point of the Mountain. That's a 28-minute drive. Going through Provo Canyon or Spanish Fork Canyon this morning, you got dry roads if you're heading east or southeast. UDOT construction alert planned for delays on westbound I-215 this weekend as the road between 280 East and I-15 will be closed for bridge maintenance. Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
We'll get up to 66 today. A storm moves in with a good chance of rain, even thunderstorms tomorrow. Right now, it's 45 downtown.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon
on KSL News Radio,
102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning. KSL News Time is 8:30.
KSL's top story this hour.
One of Utah's richest couples is suing their neighbors for what they call two vicious dogs.
But those neighbors sued first to stop the 11,000-square-foot house from being built. Here is KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston with more.
Two Burmese mountain dogs named Sasha and Mocha are keeping Park City billionaires Matthew and Tatiana Prince from walking outside, according to a lawsuit reported on by KSL.com. The Princes are accusing their neighbors of being willful and malicious by allowing their dogs to get aggressive during walks on their shared easement. The dog owners are also the people appealing to block the Planning Commission's approval of an 11,000-square-foot home on the Prince's land. Matthew and Tatiana Prince have been fighting for this house for years. In 2023, they tried and failed to lobby the legislature for a bill that would have overridden city regulations. Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
Well, the Utah State men's and the Utah women's basketball team are getting ready to take their shot in the first round of the NCAA.
The Aggies are up first playing tonight against TCU. This is the fifth time in 6 years that Utah State has made it to the Big Dance, but they're still looking for their first tournament win since 2001. Aggies head coach Danny Sprinkle believes his guys are ready to go.
Anytime you play in the NCAA tournament, you know, you can't take 2 minutes off. It can't take you 2 to 3 minutes to start the game to be aggressive. You got to get all your anxiety and nerves out of the way.
Tip-off tonight is just before 8 o'clock. The Utah women's team plays their first round game tomorrow night against South Dakota State. The Utah men's team hosts Iowa for their second round of the NIT tournament on Sunday. Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
The Utah Jazz lost to the Dallas Mavericks last night, 113-97. The team made less than a quarter of their attempted three-point shots. The Jazz only have 3 wins since early February. They'll be in Houston tomorrow night to try and turn their bad luck streak around.
I like this story, too. The Utah Royals didn't get a win last night, their home game, since coming back to the Beehive State. But it did make history. Their game this past Saturday was the highest attended women's sporting event in Utah history. More than 20,000 people showed up.
The Better Business Bureau is warning parents about ACT prep scams. KSL News Radio's Michael Commit has more.
The way it works is scammers will call a parent and pretend to be a college board, saying their kid has ordered test prep material. Now, Melanie Fox with the Better Business Bureau says one family was duped because the scammers had all of the personal information they needed to sound legit.
They provided their card information and they were charged $250. And in that case, if it's not with a credit card, you really can't get your money back.
Fox says if you do get a call, then hang up and double check with your kid or the school. Michael Kmit, KSL News Radio.
Scammers are still trying to get your money by claiming you missed jury duty. Brigham City Police Detective Crystal Beck says they are using shock and fear to try and get people to give them credit card information over the phone.
They don't want to be in trouble. They don't want, you know, the police to show up at their door.
Beck says no police department will ever call and ask for payment over the phone. The only way to handle an arrest warrant is by physically going to the court that issued it.
KSL's top national stories now. Former President Trump is looking at a merger of his social media platform as a way to raise more cash to pay legal fees and fines.
Shareholders of a company called Digital World Acquisition Corp., which at the moment is essentially just a pile of cash, are set to vote on whether to merge with Trump Media and Technology Group, the company behind Truth Social. If it's approved, Trump Media could see its stock trading on the NASDAQ, and with Trump set to own 58% of the new combined company, the value could be over $3 billion for him. There's a catch, though. Unless some particular exceptions are made, he cannot sell the shares for at least 6 months. Mark Remillard, ABC News, New York.
Time for First Look traffic. Heather, it took a little while, but we have some problems on the roads out there.
Yeah, we sure do. The worst one right now is the 201 freeway eastbound. You're going to be pretty much stop-and-go traffic just after 7200 West all the way over to 5600 West, where a crash is blocking the left lane and left shoulder. That only leaves one right lane available. I-15, though, for the most part, is at freeway speeds. You still have some slowdowns southbound between Ogden and Roy, and there may even be a crash right near Riverdale Road in that mix. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Here's something you might not want to hear right before spring break. There's a group of researchers that tried to hack hotel key cards, and they say it was easy. KSL News Radio's Randall Jepson has more.
These researchers get together and test out security features on all kinds of things, and this time, the target was hotel key cards. Wired Magazine's Andy Greenberg says the results weren't great.
With just two taps, they can open these doors in seconds.
The findings now have hotel chains around the country and the world scrambling to find a fix and make those key cards more secure. Randall Jepson, KSL News Radio.
A bakery in Salt Lake City is struggling to get a liquor license. Owner of 43 Bakery, Andrew Corral, says or tells KSL TV that the front door is 15 feet too close to the property line of a house of worship.
It's frustrating, absolutely. It's utterly dumbfounding to me. I don't understand it.
Corral says that state regulators have told him the law which bars him from getting a license is inflexible.
The price of a wedding is surging in Utah. KSL News Radio's Heather Peterson spoke with a local wedding planner on just how far budgets are being stretched.
Utah couples are planning on spending an average of $24,000 to walk down the aisle this year. Data from The Knot shows that's up from $17,000 last year. Cachet Ford from Cachet & Co. Event says as everything else in our economy becomes more expensive, so do weddings.
The components of a wedding are all very tied to the other increases we're seeing, you know, in food service, in labor, in shipping, in gasoline. Every single aspect of a wedding is touched by those different factors.
Ford says venues and flowers are often some of the biggest expenses here in Utah. She recommends planning out every dollar on each expense before signing any contracts and locking yourself in with any one vendor. Heather Peterson, KSL News Radio.
Slow go of it this hour on the 201 out about 6200 West. We had an accident there in West Valley. We'll check traffic and weather together next.
Bigger stories demand more accountability, more experience, more trust.
If it's like an election day or we're expecting some bad weather,
KSL presents the story unbiased.
It's a good local source.
We have you covered at KSL News Radio.
Alpine Home Medical, we bring
Hi, I'm Jay Broadbent with Alpine Home Medical. This is a story that came to us from a real customer, and I wanted to share it with you.
We came in looking for a scooter for our mother. The staff at Alpine showed us different options for scooters and battery-operated wheelchairs and helped us find one that was easy for her to handle and easy for us to get in and out of her car. They have fabulous customer service.
We know when you walk through our doors, you deserve to be cared for. We really do have the best staff in the state. Discover the Alpine Home Medical difference. When you need assistance, we're here for you. You should know we accept most major insurances, so stop by any of our 11 locations today and explore our high-quality inventory. We love hearing about your experiences. Visit us online at alpinehomemedical.com.
Alpine Home Medical, we bring wellness home.
It's finally time to say goodbye to the snow and hello to spring, and right now is the best time to spring into adventure in an RV from a Motorsportsland RV Center. Through this week, come check out Motorsportsland's season kickoff event and find the RV of your dreams at best of your pricing. Is your next adventure in a Class A motorhome? Come check out our 33-foot Georgetown 33B3 right now and save over $57,000 off MSRP. Or maybe a luxury fifth wheel is more your style. Check out our Durango Gold 386 FLF right now for over $45,000 off MSRP. Want to bring all the toys? Check out our 30-foot Raptor Carbon Series toy hauler on sale now for under $37,000 with financing under $340 a month OAC. Ask about zero-down financing options as well. See details and more amazing deals on premium RVs at motorsportsland.com.
Let Motorsportsland help you get away.
Motorsportsland.com.
Well, this situation with former President Donald Trump in New York, where he's trying to raise, you know, money for the appeal, has to be paid $500 million by Monday. The New York Times just a few minutes ago broke the news that Donald Trump's social media company has now merged with a cash-rich shell corporation, raising Trump's wealth by billions and potentially providing him a fresh source of cash to pay that bill. We'll obviously be following that story throughout the day today, and it'll be interesting how it's going come Monday.
Yeah. 8:39 now. Traffic and weather together brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. Heather?
We still have this crash on the 201 freeway eastbound at 5600 West and West Valley. It appears that all the vehicles are now over on the left shoulder, so both lanes of travel are open, but you still have delays all the way back to 7200 West in Magna. That is going to be your slowest stretch of traffic right now in the Salt Lake Valley. We are picking up some slowdowns, though, southbound I-15 between Midvale and 90th South in Sandy. Haven't heard of a crash in that area. Could just be merging issues from the West Side Belt. Jason.
Less than regular speeds are happening southbound I-15 from Ogden down to Riverdale Road. Construction barrels in the area there, but back to regular speeds for your rest of your commute on southbound I-15 all the way to downtown Salt Lake City. Legacy West Side Belt 89 are looking good. The on-ramp remains closed, however, from Legacy Parkway to northbound I-15 in Layton. Eric.
Over on the East Belt, northbounders finding the going good on 215 as you head from 6200 South, that's Knutson's Corner, up to the mouth of Parley's Canyon. Foothill Drive traffic, not too bad this morning if you're heading up to the University of Utah. And if you're heading into Park City, the westbound slowing over on Kearns Boulevard has kind of gone to a level, an acceptable level, but you still have a little bit of brake tamping in the southbound 224 going through canyons, just a little bit of delays there. Update your kitchen with Durden's Appliance, where they meet any competitor's price. Visit Durden's.com or on 5th South and Bountiful. Durden's, brand you know at prices you'll love. Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
Today's our last day of nice spring fling weather. Mostly cloudy skies with a high of 66. Overnight, we're going to go 49. Tomorrow, 64 for a high. Windy out of the south. Then a cold front in the afternoon and evening, bringing in showers, maybe even some thunderstorms. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Sunny downtown this hour, 45 degrees.
Imagine having a chip implanted in your brain and being able to navigate around a computer just by thinking it, which is what happened to this 29-year-old guy. He had a Neuralink chip implanted, and now he's moving chess pieces on the computer with his brain.
Yeah, because he's a quadriplegic after a nasty car accident a few years ago.
It's so interesting. Jim Ryan's going to tell us more just ahead on KSL.
Stay with us for that story, and remember to always check us out streaming live at KSLNewsRadio.com and on the app for KSL News Radio. We're Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
Steve, it's becoming one of the worst-kept secrets in the Salt Lake Valley, and that's what is NPS?
Yes.
And that's a great place to go save money.
And we've gotten a lot of flack about it, but sorry, we kind of want to share with everyone what great savings are available at the four different locations of NPS in Utah.
Yeah, so they sell groceries at NPS, they sell merchandise at NPS, and they have industrial items at NPS. Just depends on where you go, but they're competitive on the groceries. They'll beat your price at the grocery store on just about anything.
And everything else is 30 to 70% off, so you can't go wrong with that.
No, and it's 30 to 70% off retail, and they're brand new items. That's the thing we have to make sure you understand. And then every once in a while, they'll do sales that they'll put another 30, 50% off of those to where you're paying a fraction of what you'd pay at retail stores.
I love the industrial store because it's kind of a discovery for me.
Yeah, that's in Salt Lake. It's 1600 South Empire Road. They've also got locations in Layton, 1150 North Main, and Orem, 475 North State. NPS.
This Friday from 10 to 1, the movie show comes to Sound Sleep Medical. But first, take the time to learn about a better night's rest. Sound Sleep Medical delivers oral appliance therapy that treats sleep apnea without the use of CPAP machines. They're professionally fit, warranted, and covered by most major medical insurance. End the days of a poor night's sleep. Sound Sleep Medical will help. Call Call Sound Sleep Medical at 801-716-8672 for details. Sound Sleep Medical.
Odds are, if you have a 401k, it's set up with your payroll provider or an insurance company. I'm Jeff Jr. with Trajan Wealth, and if you're using your payroll provider or an insurance company for your 401k, the employer may be overpaying for the plan, the employees may have blasé investment options, and those blasé investment options may cost more than they should. Not with Trajan Wealth. Call us today, 801-899-7600. That's 801-899-7600.
Services offered through a third-party partner.
KSL News Time, 8:45. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
bridge work on 300 West in Murray this weekend is going to cause you a couple minutes of extra time if you're heading westbound on I-215. I'm KSL News Radio's Don Brinkerhoff.
Second, the Redevelopment Agency of Salt Lake City has approved $17.7 million for new affordable housing projects across Utah.
Third, it's traffic and weather together.
And our slowest traffic right now is on the 201 freeway eastbound between 7200 and 5600 West due to a crash. You also have a little bit of delay southbound 15 from Ogden to Roy, and as you make your way from Midvale to Sandy. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Increasing clouds today with a storm expected tomorrow. I'm Matt Johnson.
45 degrees at the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios.
And time for a look at our top national stories.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A ceasefire resolution has failed at the UN Security Council. The motion put forth by the U.S. was vetoed by both China and Russia. U.S. Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield commenting after Russia criticized Israel's war with Hamas.
Russia, who has carried out an unprovoked war on its neighbor, has the audacity and the hypocrisy to throw stones when it lives in a glass house itself.
The U.S. had been hoping for a ceasefire to allow more humanitarian aid in to get to hungry Palestinians. Former President Donald Trump has three more days to come up with a $464 billion penalty in a civil fraud trial. State Attorney General Letitia James says she will begin seizing his property if the amount isn't raised by Monday. The House will begin voting soon on a $1.2 trillion appropriations bill that, if passed, will avert a partial government shutdown at midnight. It's expected to pass the House and then move on to the Senate. This is ABC News.
Let's go in depth here. A man with a computer chip connected to his brain is now able to play chess with his mind.
ABC News correspondent Jim Ryan joined us this morning with an in-depth look at this fascinating and somewhat controversial advance in technology.
Nolan Arbaugh is the guy. He's 29 years old. He was a Texas Aggie. He was injured in a serious accident a few years ago, and has been paralyzed from the shoulders down ever since, Matt. Well, now he has found hope for, you know, a more productive life, I suppose. Now, he's had this Neuralink device implanted into his mind, into his brain. And on an online demonstration on Wednesday evening, he was able to show that he can actually play chess using this device. He can think about where he wants the cursor on the screen in front of him to go and move the thing. He said he can play other games that he hasn't been able to, computer games, since his accident. So it's a big step for this company, Neuralink, which was founded by Elon Musk a few years back. Other companies are involved in this kind of technology and research as well. They do so fairly quietly, but this being Elon Musk, we're hearing a lot about Neuralink.
Have they talked at all about what some of the other abilities they hope to be able to restore for people might be down the road?
Well, eventually, you know, there could be ways to reverse some of that paralysis using this technology, you know, to do things beyond just thinking about and moving a cursor on a computer screen. For example, Elon Musk says that he wants to have this device implanted in a few years, that he would be able to have access to the internet instantly, just thinking about the internet, would be able to make phone calls without a phone. Turning himself essentially into a smartphone. So, yeah, there are applications that Elon Musk is dreaming up right now. But again, other companies have been working on this for 10, 12 years and have had similar success. Neuralink has done this with a much bigger splash at this point.
That feels scarily like the Borg.
It does, actually.
Like, you know, the implantation of some sort of hardware to enhance ourselves.
Well, and there are, you know, controversies related to this. There are debates among ethicists about whether this should be done at all. Implanting something into somebody's brain that can actually read their thoughts. you know, how far does that go? And, you know, people with paralysis certainly want to see this move forward. They see it as a great help to them. But there are thoughts. There are also a lot of complaints and concerns about the animal testing that was done at Neuralink to get to this point.
We'll follow this, of course. I mean, it's fascinating. We live in interesting times, don't we?
Interesting is a good way to put it. It worries me a little bit, but, you know, these are things that are going to go ahead and go forward.
Right.
So we have to get comfortable with.
And if they're helping that young man and others like him, then bravo. That's the In-Depth at 15 and 45.
All right, it's 8:49, right on the button. Time for us to get a look at traffic and weather together again, brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents a gallon. We talk about sticky inflation. That's a sticky accident out there, Heather.
Yes.
Taking a while to clear up.
It is. This is the crash on the 201 freeway eastbound right near 5600 West. Now, it is all over on the left shoulder, but multiple vehicles were involved, and then you have emergency vehicles on the scene as well as a tow truck. So it does slow traffic down from time to time. But the good news is that we're not seeing as many cars on the roadway as we did 20 minutes ago, so you don't have the extreme delays that we did. Now, southbound I-15 also slowing down between 7200 South and Midvale and 90th South and Sandy. No accidents there, just enough traffic in that area to slow you down. The good news is northbound I-15 still at speed from Point of the Mountain into Salt Lake. Jason.
Got a new accident now. Southbound 89 in the about 3900 North in Pleasant View area. Right lane is blocked there. You're going to want to stick over to the left. So far, it's not really causing any delays. Still seeing a little bit of construction out on I-15 from Riverdale or from Ogden down to Riverdale. And I misspoke a minute ago. I said it was Legacy Parkway on-ramp. It's actually Layton Parkway on-ramp to northbound I-15. That on-ramp is closed. Eric?
Getting over to the freeway, just some usual congestion in Utah County on 2100 North for eastbounders, first approaching 2300 West, and then getting over to the freeway entrance ramps. Seeing a little bit more congestion in Provo on University Avenue and 500 West. That's between 300 South and 800 North in both cases. And getting out to the mountains, really no big problems this morning on I-80 through Parley's Canyon or on 189 through Provo Canyon. The Easter Bunny is coming to Jordan Landing Shopping Center. Bring the family, March 23rd through the 30th, to visit the Easter Bunny. Professional photos for purchase. Eric Butler on KSL Traffic Center.
KSL 7A forecast starts out with the mild before the wild. We'll go mostly cloudy skies today with temperatures in the mid and upper 60s. Tomorrow, 64, windy out of the south, then an afternoon cold front that'll bring in valley rain and mountain snow, maybe even some rumbles of thunder. 50 for your Sunday, a lot cooler with a chance for rain, snow, showers. 49, mostly cloudy on Monday. Tuesday, 46, rain, snow, showers. A break on Wednesday, back at it Thursday with another storm. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Right now it's sunny and 45 degrees, and the 7-day forecast brought to you by Performance Automotive Battlefall.
Got a sad breaking story. Information just starting to come out. Remember that missing college kid from Nashville?
Oh, sure, yeah.
The video showed he was kicked out of a bar, I guess, mm-hmm. and then they had a video of him staggering around a little bit. They found his credit cards near a river. A body has been found there, and it is the body of Riley Strain.
Mm,
so,
that's too bad.
I mean, some closure for the family, but not the way that the story they had hoped would end. We'll continue to watch that for you. That news just coming across the wires now. Coming up, we'll check money news. Stay with us.
At JCW's, we think tipping might be getting a little out of hand. Like when you're asked to tip at the register before you've even been served, or when you're at the yogurt shop and find yourself serving yourself. Don't even get us started on frosted tips making a comeback. That's why at JCW's, when you pay for a third pound ranch bacon cheeseburger, that's what you pay. And no one at the register is going to stare longingly at you while you awkwardly maneuver through the tip screen for food you don't even have yet. Honestly, we're just happy to see you at any of our five locations in Provo, South Jordan, Lehi, Harriman, and American Fork. So come on in and enjoy some quality time and great food with family and friends. And we promise, we won't be pushing you for a tip.
Hey, this is Chris with JCW's, and we just want to say thank you, and especially to our loyal customers. We want you to know that at JCW's, your business is all the tip we need. JCW's, quality and a lot of it.
Wasatch Front Businesses and Property Managers. GoPave Utah provides all asphalt repairs for your parking lot. For patching and paving along the Wasatch Front, contact GoPave Utah. GoPaveUtah.com.
Common Spirit Health has expert orthopedic care that gets you back at it and back to your best.
Find skilled orthopedic physicians at CommonSpirit locations who specialize in general orthopedics and repair of hips, knees, shoulders, and hands so you can return to running races or chasing the grandkids. CommonSpirit Health. Hospitals, clinics, and caregivers all connected to advance healthcare in Colorado, Kansas, and Utah. Orthopedic care with human kindness is here. Visit mountain.commonspirit.org.
You love the feel behind the wheel.
Hi, I'm Jody Wilkinson. You'll love the new 2024 Integra from Jody Wilkinson Acura. I'm excited to tell you that Motor Trend magazine ranks the Integra number one of the best luxury subcompact sedans. Right now, during the Acura Spring Into Performance event, Jody Wilkinson has a great selection of fun-to-drive Integras for only 1.9% APR. Or you can lease a new Acura A-Spec Integra for just $349 monthly. Our most popular trim level, you get the Acura Integra A-Spec for only $349 monthly. For offer details, text the word Acura to 57500 or come see us at Jody Wilkinson Acura.
Jody Wilkinson.
Downtown.
Acura.
1111 South Main.
Dave and Eugenovic.
We just got the behind-the-scenes video as convicted child abuser and former mommy vlogger Ruby Frankie's child escapes and knocks on a neighbor's door to ask for help. And the first responder's heartbreaking words to the child. We'll bring that to you today on Dave and Eugenovic.
Watching Utah's Money brought to you by Trajan Wealth, your trusted local fiduciary advisors, TrajanWealth.com. State Farm Insurance has announced that they're going to stop covering 72,000 houses and apartments in California starting this summer. The reason? It's become too expensive to cover the growing risk of wildfires and other catastrophes in the state.
Amazon has been working to cut back on the number of boxes and plastics it uses during shipping. A recent report says only about 4 out of every 100 packages they ship ends up at a recycling center.
We closed at another record day yesterday, right in the middle of Jeff Kaplan's show in the afternoon, and today we're giving some of that back. The Dow now off 180, that's closing in on 0.5%. The S&P is down 11, the NASDAQ down about 30 points.
We have a new crash on the southbound transition ramp to I-15 in Midvale. It's blocking a lane at 7200 South. We'll check that and the rest of the commute just ahead.
Some days, my active psoriatic arthritis makes it hard to get in the game. Now, the ball is in my court, thanks to treating my skin and joints with SkyRizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults.
Nothing is everything.
SkyRizi helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to SkyRizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With SkyRizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about SkyRizi and visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKY-RIZI to learn more.
A lot can happen between falling in love with a house online and owning it. Between imagining living there and breathing in your new home for the first time. Having an advocate who can help you navigate the complex world of financing, inspections, negotiating, analyzing the market, and talking through any anxieties that may pop up, that can make all the difference. That's what the expertise of a Realtor can do for you. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors and bound by a code of ethics. Because that's who we are.
Tired of hearing scary radio ads about the IRS? Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000 or $500,000, we have a solution. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS with zero risk to you. If we can't reduce your tax debt, then you pay nothing. We have a 5-star rating on Google and Yelp and an A-plus with the BBB. End your tax nightmare today by visiting TRA.com or call 800-583-6681. That's 800-583-6681.
Visit the contest page on KSLNewsRadio.com.
This week, win tickets to the Utah Symphony Perform Dvorak's Violin Concerto March 29th and 30th at Abravanel Hall. Plus, win tickets to see comedian Jim Gaffigan on the Barely Alive Tour coming in October to the Eccles Theater. Plus, win tickets to sit in the KSL Suite at an upcoming Utah Grizzlies hockey game. It's all there. Text the word CONTEST to 57500 or go to KSLNewsRadio.com/contests.
8:59, traffic and weather together, brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon, Heather.
Well, the crash on the 201 freeway eastbound at 5600 West is in the final cleanup stages. We have a tow truck on the scene. The left shoulder remains blocked, causing a little bit of slowing in that area. And we did have a crash on the collector ramp on southbound I-15, right around 7200 south. That's where I-215 tries to merge onto southbound I-15, but that just cleared. Jason.
This is your good news update. The delays we had southbound I-15 in Ogden and Riverdale are gone. The accident over on 89 in Pleasant View is gone. And now the on-ramp at Layton Parkway to go northbound on I-15 is reopened. So all good news up here in the north. Eric?
Got a little bit of northbound slowing on Foothill Drive going by 1700 south. A little bit of southbound delay from that intersection to heading down towards Parley's Way. But I-15 Utah County continues to look great. Utah's largest sportsman's expo for the entire family is back March 21st through the 24th at the Mountain America Expo Center. More info at sportsexpos.com. Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
Sunny for the better part of the day, but clouds are going to roll in later this afternoon. 66 for a high, and it's 45 downtown.
We have two movie shows today, one this morning at 11, one tonight at 7. And Tim Hughes, you have a great weekend.
You too, Amanda Dixon. See everybody back Monday morning at 5. Okay.